Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The right fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun bunts towards the mound. Jefferson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and picks off Braun. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Kravec now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. Melton moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Stein moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Varney attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Dent moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Vukovich now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing third base. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nyman who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Roof goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Hinton now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Briggs. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Varney moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston is walked intentionally. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Varney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell catches it and throws to first to double up Stein. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Upshaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Upshaw. Braun goes all the way around to score. Carew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for John Briggs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Poiping now playing right field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Nyman moves to second. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Lee Richard. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Nyman moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Chet Lemon now playing third base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Steve Bry pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil pinch hits for Phil Roof. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is walked intentionally. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Tom Lundstedt now catching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Poiping settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Varney hits a line drive into center field. Bostock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bostock. Dent moves to third. Varney moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dent scores. Varney moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Varney scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.